call this insect that you see at night flying around, light bulbs, you know?
Well, we call them lightning bugs or fireflies. Of course, as a child, we always call them, we worked on the lightning bugs.
That's the kind of flashing?
That's flashing, yeah. They come along in June, along by the time the June bug makes its appearance.
And those insects fly around lights at night?
Oh, no, they fly around and they flash, fireflies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, those that fly around on a light, attracted by light, I don't know, some of them are moths, and I don't know what varieties there are. Some of them are hard shell bugs. I remember back in the earlier days, they'd have meet at different homes and have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, they fellow busy trying to sing tenor, and one of those hard shell bugs flew in his ear. Boy, it was like a mule. So they had to call a doctor, and he got a little reflector and got it and pulled it out.
That
stopped the music.
I can imagine. Wow. What about this insect? It has a long, thin body and a couple of pairs of transparent wings, and see it around water a lot. Sometimes light on your fishing pole, you know?
Oh, we call that, I don't know the official name for it, but I think we call it a snake doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the proper name would be.
Any idea why it was called a snake doctor?
Don't have the least idea.
You ever heard people call it dragonfly?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
But I didn't connect it to dragonflies.
Well, tell me about some insects around here that might sting you.
Oh, well, we have honeybees, we have wasps. Now, wasps are very potent, I stay away from them. I have bumblebees. I guess that's the only three varieties that I can think of right now, wasp, bumblebee, and a honeybee, yellow jackets.
Yeah. Well, what about this insect that makes a big paper nest about this size up in trees?
Oh, a hornet.
Yeah.
Well, I've had experience with a hornet and yellow jackets too.
Is that right?
I know when I was a child, my granddad had an orchard, and I came up there, and I felt really late.
Sure.
I came up there, and they said, "I blew." Out there in the orchard is a big nest hanging down there. It's got I got hornets in it, and don't you bother. Well, that was an invitation. So I went out to examine the thing, and I was quite a distance from it. I picked up a big clod of dirt, and I let it have it. But before that clod of dirt was much more than out of my hand, here came the scout, and he says, "Boom!" And he hit me right below the eye.
Wow.
And boy, howdy, I had a my eye was full of shit.
Yeah.
And I had an experience one time, you know, a little top run around with kids, and they always wanted to run off from the youngest one.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be the youngest in the bunch. The other kids got into their yellow jackets.
Yeah.
They ran off up the hill, and I thought they were running off from them, and I began to cry and follow them up, and I walked right through the yellow jackets nest, and I never got stung, and all the rest of them did.
That's all right. Justice. What about these little insects that fly around at night, might bite you if you're sitting on the front porch?
Mosquitoes. Yeah. Now, we have some mosquitoes, but not very
much. Well, what about this insect that might burrow into your skin and make it itch?
Those I detest. Ticks and chiggers. And they're very poisonous to me. Of course, now you've got a spray that you can use.
Well, tell me about some different types of snakes around here.
Well, we have what they call a garter snake. We have a black snake. We have water moccasins, which is, I guess, over the south. And we have a type of moccasin called cottonmouth. Then there's one area over here that we have a lot of rattlesnakes.